Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Natalie, also known as Starscast. Everybody knows my other name, my two names that I go with, and we're starting a new format on Wednesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. It looks like it's going to be every other Wednesday, but I don't know. I'm getting a lot of people that want to be interviewed, and I'm really, it makes me feel really good. Everybody wants to come on, so I hope you enjoy the show tonight. I have the lovely Susan Barnes. Who has a list of credentials like you cannot believe. And Susan and I go back a long way. I guess I don't even want to say the year, Susan. Do you have any idea? And welcome, Susan, by the way. Do you have any idea?
Oh, thank you. Is it 20 years, maybe? I don't know.
Well,
18
I, maybe
or
at the beginning of Planet Start, which 18, yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. But
because I was
chose
living
you,
in... Go ahead.
No, you were living where? Go ahead, just go ahead, talk. Whatever.
Oh, I was living in an upside down treehouse when I first discovered Planet Stars.
Oh,
then
wow.
I moved out in the country, and now I live downtown. So I've lived in three different houses since I've known you.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, you know, I want to say I chose you to be first because we're friends. And I just thought we have a nice rapport, we have a love for each other, and I want everybody to know that, you know, you're an author, you're an intuitive counselor, I will list your credentials, but there's so many, much more than myself, but I want people to understand that it doesn't matter what you do in life. You can still end up being really good friends with somebody and have a nice love for them like you and I. Like you said, since probably 18 years, that's a very long time. A lot of people I've known for a long time. Some people, you know, I'll meet them and it's like instant. But anyways, let's get started about you. So I have a question. This is my own personal question. Nothing that anybody else, well, they might want to know. How did it come to be that you wanted to write a book, your first book? Now, you don't have to think back.
That's a good question. I taught myself how to read when I was four, and I was at my grandparents' house, and I just remember being enthralled with books.
Mm-hmm.
So I was tired of the picture books. You know, they give children picture books all the time. And I decided, I need to learn how to read. So I taught myself how to read. And when you learn how to read, it opens up all kinds of worlds. So I've always been obsessed with reading and writing. Now, the first time I wrote something was in middle school, junior high. And the teacher said, I think it was a math class, and she said, we want you to do a project. And I thought, oh, gosh, because math was my worst subject. And she said, Susan, why don't you write me a science fiction short story? I said, okay,
oh,
sure.
Oh, good.
And I came up with this fantastic story about this lizard in the desert or something. And it did have some mathematical elements to it. So that's where my love of writing came from, because she rewarded me with, instead of, she was a great teacher, because instead of saying, you're terrible at math, blah, 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 she said, I know, you know, she expanded on my strength, which was writing. And then she applauded me for it. And she said, that's a fantastic story. I love that story. You know, and so, of course, being an introvert and a shy person, that made me blossom. And because I got such a good feedback from this teacher, I decided then and there I'm going to be a writer. And that was, I think, 8th grade, so I was probably 12 or 13. Yeah,
wow.
So been writing ever since.
I think to write, you have to love to read. Although my granddaughter is the exception to the rule. She doesn't like to read, but she's a really good writer. We don't know where it comes from. I mean, I think somebody coaches her while she's asleep. My son and I laugh because she loves science, and which is awesome, but, you know, math, my son was a math wizard. She's not good. She loves science, but she doesn't read, and she loves to write. And, you know, I think I told you I'm writing a fairy tale, and I get bits and pieces, mm-hmm. and I remember you talking to me and saying, well, just write down something. When you get an idea, write it down. Don't worry about putting it together yet, even if you have the ending, right? Is that how you did yours? Did you just sit down and start writing, or what?
Let me see. The first book I wrote was a book about Israel, and that's because I was fascinated with Israel, and I wrote about a UFO that had landed in Israel, and I studied everything I could about Israel, so I became this little fanatic, Israeli fanatic, and then I was a UFO fanatic, and I didn't know how to put a book together, so I was reading somebody's biography, Thomas Wolfe or somebody like that, and they just said write it down, parts of the book, and that's exactly what I started doing. And that was, I was a teenager, so I actually wrote the end first. Then I wrote the beginning, because the middle is the hardest part. I mean, that's how it is for me. I don't know how it is for other people, but the end was easy, then the beginning, then I did the middle. So I did things a little bit different, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know, maybe that's
a... wants to record probably would be the best for me, because
yeah.
I talk fast, and
oh,
not only
yes.
that, sometimes you forget, what did I do? How did that go? How did I say that? And all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I have...
Well, sometimes people come, like, they'll come to me, or if I'm teaching a class, they'll come with one story, but it has 10 different plots. So I think that's why I told you about the recorder, which is an excellent idea, especially for extroverted people who like to talk. Recorders are great. And then
right.
you can – yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can type it up or have somebody type it for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I have the ending. Isn't this funny? I have the ending, and I have kind of the beginning, almost like what you did. I'm very encouraged now. I'm very, very encouraged. So now you have written. I remember your the series you did, Kelly Karate. I remember that, and I think my reviewer Ricky Rainbow Rose, she reviewed one or two of them. But you're working on something right now, a book on intuitive dowsing. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I've become interested in dowsing. I think that's a phenomenal tool for
maybe you can explain to the audience what that is.
Well, it's of course there is water dowsing, which is what my grandfather did on the ranch. I was raised on a ranch in Texas, and he would take branches from a tree to look for water for a well. So he was I think he just did it naturally. It was just intuitive. Nobody really taught him that I know about. But he taught me how to do it. Well, then I discovered that there are people who use dowsing for all kinds of things. You can use dowsing for someone who has departed to communicate it in a loving way, of course. With dowsing, it has to be very positive, very loving, or the spirit guides won't work for you, or they won't want to. So I do everything in a very positive way, and you have to ask permission. May I speak to this person, or may I help heal this person's headache? So dowsing is used for all kinds of really cool things, and that's why I become so fascinated with it.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like something that would be really interesting. And didn't this come from, was it either the South or the West? People used to do that a lot. Where was your family from? Out West, right?
My family is from the South, and I was born in Louisiana.
Okay, that's where the dowsing came in, I think. I mean, I can remember hearing about it a really long time ago. You know, and I'm in the South right now, but I don't hear it. South Carolina is kind of like, that's where I am, is kind of like a, well, it's not a Bible state, but they're very closed-mouthed about things oftentimes. You would think it would be very, very spiritual. It is. across the way across the bridge of Savannah, very spiritual over there. But you know, it's funny. That's why I love going there. I always tell people it embraces you. It does me. Oh. I'm like at home over there, and I guess maybe another life, I don't know, or something, but I really love Savannah. Now, there's a lot of spiritualists there, and I bet you any money some of them go on land and do dousing. I bet you any money they do.
I'm sure they do.
Stuff. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to touch on some things that you submitted me some questions here, and I'm just going to kind of go over them just quickly. I didn't want this to be a Q&A. I don't like Q&As, but how does one attract the right kind of love in one's life is a question. How do you do that, Susan?
That's a good question, because I get so many clients that, well, they come in seasons, you know. In the spring, I tend to get a lot of love clients.
Right.
And part of the problem is you'll get a client or a person who is or who thinks that they're in love with somebody who is not right for them, or who might be an abusive type of personality. But for some reason, the person is obsessed with this personality. And, you have to figure out how, and that's why I use dowsing and divination. I use tarot cards. I use everything I can use an NLP to work with the client to try to do what is best for them. Because sometimes, you can say, well, if you truly love this person, follow your heart or pray and this and that. But then you can see in the cards or the divination that this person is not someone you want to be around. It's a toxic personality. So you can teach your clients how to attract the type of person that they want. Like, you go with the basics. What type of a person do you want? Kind, honest. Honesty, I think, is the number one thing. What are their core values? And write all that down. And then, of course, start hanging out where these types of people hang out. Like, go to church, I tell people. I mean, that's a basic. Just go to church. Don't go to bars,
No, there's a lot of dark entities there. It's really not a good place to go.
Yes,
really,
I completely agree with you.
And
so
it's a place they lie. People lie in bars. if you're a female and you're going to go there, you think all these men are not married, or you're just not going to get truth out of them if you go there looking for someone or a potential. They're just dark spirits. There's a lot of dark entities in bars.
There really
I know
are.
That for a fact.
I bet you can go into, or I've been and looked in a bar and seen spirits in there, bad spirits.
Yeah.
That's why they call it spirits, I suppose. But I tell them to take up a hobby where men are. Take up golfing, or go to the games, things like that, baseball games. So it's a matter of turning around their way of thinking. Sometimes a lot of women are grown, they grew up in families where the father was abusive or was a misogynistic family. So they think it's a normal behavior. So you do different, you have them think more positively about themselves, because how you feel about yourself is the type of person you're going to attract,
Self-esteem, right?
Correct. Yeah. If I fall in love with myself and fully confident in myself, that's the type of mate I'm going to attract.
Right. And then you're going to walk like you feel really good about yourself. I had a girlfriend that would say, walk in a room like you own it. And if you have that's how we used to laugh about it. And, so I remind her daughter, she has since passed, but her daughter is my goddaughter, and I remind her, I say, remember what she said? I know, walk in a room like you own it, but she does. She carries herself very well. I said, no, we don't need to get you any higher than what you are. you're independent enough, But anyways, now, I want to know, we know you're psychic, I know that, is other people in your family, do they have the same abilities as you?
My mother was a psychic, but she was more of she came from the spiritualist background, from the spiritualist churches, and she was more of a medium. Yeah, she would always do the old timey, and I think it's coming back, the seances, and I even have the table.
Oh gosh, I went
to one
table. Once. I loved it. Yeah,
I love seances, and she used to take me to them when I was a little girl, you know, and she would do it, and then she had a best friend with her, and her best friend was an amazing woman, and she was an heiress to a huge oil fortune. So she would always bring in these famous people to these seances. And I can remember being a child, and her daughter was a few years older than I, and we'd go under the table and scratch people's feet or legs, you know, and they'd say, oh, the spirits are
touching to scare
feet.
Them. Oh, how funny is that?
And I remember my mother saying, Susan, get over here, you know. So, and then Catherine and I would have to go back in our room. But, yeah, so I grew up with that. And then my great-grandmother was extremely clairvoyant. But she was put in a sanitarium, which back in those days, they believed that people with psychic ability were nuts, you know, or
right.
crazy.
Yeah.
So she died at the age of 42 in an insane asylum. And they don't know how she died. She just, very beautiful woman, long, dark, almost black hair. And she was just found dead at the age of 42. So, yeah, it's passed down on the maternal side of my family.
Right. See, I don't, in my fam, I don't have anybody that I know. Of course, you see, I was like I was a child, but I was a child to myself, only with me. I mean, I didn't. I only saw my grandparents once a year. I've said it on the radio before. Well, Maya would ask me about it, but I don't have anything like that in my background. I can hear, like I think Maya came to me on Mother's Day. Well, I didn't see her and I didn't hear her voice, but I heard my phone ring three times really loud. I hear the phone. We used to laugh about it, her and I. And I kept saying to Ricky, my dear friend, you know, Rainbow Rose, that I said, I don't know. She knows how I hear. And I keep expecting her to do something like ring the phone. And that's what I would hear. I'd hear one ring. And actually, the first time I sat up, I thought the phone's ringing, but it wasn't ringing, Susan. It was from the etheric, just about before you wake up. So Mother's Day, I got three big, loud rings, and I was certain it was her. And then I think I got some knocks at my door, and the doorbell rang, but it was during the day, because I even came out, and I thought, well, who's at the door? Nobody was at the door. I walked back in and did it again. I think it was her, because she knew that I could hear, you know. And I said to Ricky, I said, I bet you that's how she's going to tell me she's around. And that's the only way. I don't see. I'm not clairvoyant. I don't see. I have a good sense, but the only, if you want to call it, gift that I have would be that I can't hear. But I can't hear it like you'll say to me, well, okay, Natalie, what do you hear right now? I say I don't hear anything. See, but I can't do that. So it's kind of like specialized, and this is going to sound really strange, but before she passed away, and because we're talking about abilities, and I heard the strum of a harp one morning. Not the phone ringing, but a harp. Like somebody just took their fingers and went down the harp. That's what I heard one time. And I said to her, what do you think? She said, well, how do you associate it? I said, I associate it with angels, but I also associate it with an announcement. An announcement.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Well, I
and she couldn't really figure it out. And I said, well, you know, what do you I kept asking her. She said, I don't really know, but I think you're right. I said, well, it's the angels bringing an announcement to me. They're telling me something. I mean, they're not talking to me, but, you know, this is because when you have something like that happen, you have to interpret it to however you understand it. It's not how you would get it. It's how I would get it because I heard it. And after she passed, I thought maybe that's what the announcement was. Maybe the angels were telling me they were going to take somebody close to me. And, so I don't know. But Yeah, Mother's Day, I heard these three bells ring. And I sat up and I thought, you expect the phone to ring, but the phone doesn't ring, but it sounds exactly like your phone would sound. It's exactly like it.
Yeah.
It's really cool. But you can't say, okay, phone ring tomorrow for me. It doesn't work that way. It just happens when it happens.
No.
But obviously, I'm clairaudient. I can hear, but I can't hear at, like what I say at will, you know. Now, how do you get your impressions, or how do you do your readings? And by the way, not to interrupt us, but I want to say that Susan is thinking of coming back to STARS, and I will let everybody know that. how do you?
Yeah.
We're laughing. How do you tune in?
Well, it's how do I tune in? Well, for me,
if you're
going
to do a reading for somebody, I'm sure everybody's curious about that. How do you do it?
Yeah, when I like to see people, I like people to come to my home, and
right.
I can see them, and I don't want them to tell me anything. You know, when they, that's because sometimes I'll get an email from someone, and they'll tell me their entire story, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I can't really do a reading now, because I would rather them just say, you know, like I'll say, what's your birthday or what's your sign or something like that. And then I'll go, oh, okay, this is about a man, isn't it? Yes. And then I'll, when I start hitting on that, I see pictures. So I'm very visual.
Okay. Oh, okay, great. Yeah. Okay.
And I'll see like a blonde. I'll go, oh, is he blonde? Yes. Okay. Is he over 45? Yes. Okay. Boom. Then I know I've got it. And then after
right.
that, I'll just start doing the reading. So for me,
it's a series.
Yeah, it's a series of, it's like a real fast film. And so I'll have, and as the reading progresses, the film gets faster. And then I just sort of go with whatever picture is seen or feel or pops out as the most important. Because most of the time our lives are fairly boring, I think. You know, we're doing our work or we're, you know,
right.
eating or whatever, with hanging out with our
yeah,
pets.
Yeah, that's true.
But then there are the moments when the love of our life walks into our life, or we see our friends or something. We find an object that we've lost. So I'll pick out those pictures. And sometimes I'll have three movies running at the same time of this person's life, sometimes of their past life, and sometimes a future life will come in, or the person that they're asking about. And then, of course, sometimes if they've got somebody who's departed, they sometimes want to come in, you know, and interrupt the reading. So for me, it's visual, and I'll get senses. Like every time you mention Maya, I get a sense on my right leg. And so I do know that she is around, because I can feel it. So it's like a sense and visual. When I was young, it was hearing, but my physical hearing is going now. So I don't have so much get the hearing, but I did have the phone call when my mother died. It was just like you said, and I heard the rings and I woke up. And I tried to grab the phone, and of course, I realized, oh, I'm just dreaming. Well, after you said
yeah,
that about Maya,
phone.
I realized, okay, I know what you're talking
yeah.
about now. After
yeah.
she's been passed for 13 years, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
so
it was
it
really
is
loud. And the reason it was
mm-hmm.
really loud, I'm certain it was her, is because she was saying, Natalie, it's me. She was emphasizing
uh-huh.
each ring. And it's really strange. I mean, I have her picture here in my office, but I can hear her saying, well, hello there, Miss Natalie. That's what she would say when she would call all the time. Miss
Aww.
Natalie, that's what she would call me. I don't know where that came from, but it took me 3 months to start to do the radio again, and I'm feeling much better about it. I'm excited because I've got all these people Some I've never met, and there's a producer out in Los Angeles that her and I connected because she sent me some stuff from some authors that she has, and we talked on the phone, and she's lining. She says, "You tell me the dates, and I'll fill your dance card." I thought that was the cutest thing I've ever heard. Fill your dance card.
That's adorable.
She's pretty well known out in Los Angeles, but I didn't know it. You know, I mean, I don't. It doesn't matter what you are. I mean, you know, but yeah, she is, and she calls me beloved Natalie. I said to her,
"Oh, I love that.
Why do you call me that?" She says, she wrote back, you could tell she was like, "You mean nobody else calls you that? Why not? I want to know who they are. Who doesn't call you that?" Well, she told me because she said that she feels this light from me that's so high that, and Maya used to tell me that, but you know what? My feet are on the ground. I don't feel like I'm this little angel flitting around. I feel that I can, there's a lot I have yet to do. I know that. I really do know that. And I, you know, all of this just kind of fell in my lap and it's been expanding and expanding. And, you know, I think sometimes you get nudged in a direction, only you don't really know what the direction, where it's going to take you. And, you know, I had experience with psychics because I used to interview them for fairs in Michigan. The lady said, "Here, you do it." And I thought, "Oh, geez, I don't want to do this." And I was always handling all the money, which I've always done all my life. Give her the money. Not show her the money, just give it to her. But I think I got the experience by interviewing all of them, but I was in awe of them. And I think God was watching, and he was saying, and I didn't hear him, "Don't be in awe of them. Don't be in awe of them. They're not better than you. They are not better than you." And so then I found a knack for people. I love to help people. And so, you know, it's easy for me. This is easy for me. All of this is easy. I mean, it's just, it's something, I mean, I don't dread it. It's something that I look forward to. So that's good. But I'm thinking you're a hypnotherapist also. Oh, my gosh, look at all these credentials you have. I have none. I have none.
Oh, well, you have so many skills.
Maybe one day I'll have author. Maybe one day I'll have author in my name.
Yes, you will, most definitely. I do feel like I've always thought you would write books. I think I've mentioned that several times.
You told me that years
but,
ago.
Yeah, you, you're doing something very smart. And it's what I try to help people figure it out, is you play upon your strengths. I'm not sure you're even aware that you do it, but most people
I don't know what they are. I mean, I know what they are. I'm very, very strong, not strong-willed. That sounds kind of like are you that much? I mean, you know, wow, I can't even talk to you. No, that's not it at all. I'm just a gentle soul is what I am. I think I was put in a direction, and obviously I'm supposed to be doing all of this, or I wouldn't be that happy with it, and I would have ended it a long time ago. So that I know.
I agree.
I think, I don't know, there's room for expansion, and I have to tell you about writing this book. I mentioned it to my granddaughter, who's going to be 14 next month. Her eyes lit up like saucers. I mean, like, are? And I said, her name is Jada. I said, you know, I always wanted, we wrote a little story together 5 years ago, her and I. And so we got to talking about it, and she said, you know what it's about? And I said, yeah. And she said, okay, just give me a quick about it, you know. We were going out on Mother's Day, and she was walking with me, and I just felt something with her. Because the fairy tale, I wanted to be a book that even the younger people can relate to. Basically, I mean, it's spiritual, and it is a fairy tale. It's very magical. And so I thought if I could get her take on some things, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Graham, maybe, because I told her, I said, I want people of your age to understand. And she said, well, what do you want them to understand? I said, I want them to believe in things they cannot see because they really are there. And I would end my show every week with that. And I said, because I want them to believe that it's magical. You know, you know, you are being listened to. Somebody is watching over you. It's not a cruel world.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful world, you know. So if I can get her take just a little bit, not doing the whole story, and I told her about the end, and she says, oh, my gosh. She says, everybody's going to be gasping. They're going to say, oh, my God, she made it. I said, of course. I said, did you think I wouldn't make it? You must be joking. I will make it. You know, I will make it. I can do it. But I don't know. So, you know, I think you have to find your little niche. Look at you. You know, you're a master coach. I mean, I'm looking at all these little bullets that Candy did for me, and it's amazing. Mm-hmm. You really are amazing, all that you've done. How many books have you written, Susan? You knew I was going to ask
that. It's about 15.
You know, that's the number I had in my head was 15. I just thought that's what you were going to say. And, of course, you do write for Mystic Living Today. That is mysticlivingtoday.com. Yes, and of course, I want to mention your web address that you have. You have a website. It's SusanBarnesAuthor.com, SusanBarnesAuthor.com. Mm-hmm. Go over there, look at what she's got. I mean, you and I could talk for hours, and they're listening, and they're probably these two really, they really love each other. Listen to them talking away like we're sitting across the table. But, you know, some people are intimidated by being on the air, but yet they don't understand you're just talking on the phone. It's not that tough. It really isn't.
No, the first time I did it, I was a DJ a long time ago. I think I was 16.
Oh, my goodness.
16 or 17, for a jazz station. And then I went right into TV broadcasting. Because the lady had quit, and they needed a female, and there was nobody around, you know. So they said, oh, Susan could do it. And by that time, I was 18, I think. So I thought, oh, no, I can't do anything on camera because I was so shy. And back then, we had the AP wire, and that would type out the news, and so I would get the news and on paper and tape it to the floor and sit and read the news from the floor and look at the camera.
That's how they did it? I didn't even know. Oh my goodness.
That's how I did it, because I was so shy that I remember one of the news guys saying something to me, and I just let it, it was dead silence, you know. So they said, I know, let's get Susan some cue cards because she's just going to freak out. And so they let me tape things to the floor.
I wouldn't mind doing voiceovers. I could do that, but I would not want to be seen
on
camera.
You could do that.
I'm behind the scenes. I'm much happier there. That's my thing. I think you have to know that. I had this one lady who did a commercial for me, and she said, you know, we'll get you on a TV spot at the station. I said, oh, no, you won't. No. She said, well, why not? I said, well, I have a thing about I don't photograph well. So if I don't photograph well, I'm not going to look well. Oh, she said, that's nonsense. I said, but you got to be comfortable with yourself. We kind of sat and argued a little bit. She said, well, I guess you're right.
Uh-huh.
I said, I'll talk. You know, that's fine. I had a producer tell me that. He said to me, do you know that your voice, right now it's a little raspy, but he said, do you know your voice, you could lift somebody right out of their seat? And I said, and you could sell anything. I said, yeah, but only if I believed in what I was selling. And he said, I'm telling you, you could do voiceovers easily. For kids to listen to you, oh, they would love it. But I could do that, but nothing in front of the camera. Susan, I'll let you do in front of the camera, and I'll do my thing with the mic.
I remember I got asked to be on the Rachel Ray show when she was first starting, and I thought, that's a real TV show, you know, because I was doing PBS. And so they fly
you
up there and everything. It did. But they just said, you know, Rachel's really nice and she's very outgoing and extroverted, but she talks a lot. And We want you to interrupt her all the time. And I thought, well, okay, I can do that. So they called me up there, and I sat next to her. And she's a very warm and very woman, a very bright young woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she will fill the room with her energy. You know, that's how energetic she is. And when I first met her, I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, she's so high energy and very extroverted. And then she just makes you feel like you're the only person in the room. So it was very easy to be on a TV
right.
show with her, because she
mm-hmm.
she kind of helps bring that out the way you do, the way you bring people out. And I think it
you know,
works
call
well
me an extrovert,
when you have somebody
but actually,
like that.
Sometimes I think I'm an introvert because I can pull myself into myself and you wouldn't even
yeah.
know I was around or in the room. I don't know if people can do that, but I can do that. But
that's
I do
true.
Like doing this. I do like talking to people and bringing the best and all of that. And thank you for that nice compliment. That made me feel good.
Well, you do make people feel comfortable. And, you know, when I first met you, you always made me feel very comfortable and very loved. And it's everything is going to work out. And that's what I love about you so much, Natalie, is you're so positive. I've never heard you complain in the 18 years I've known you. You always have a positive spin on everything.
I try.
And
I'm not positive when I'm alone. But get me to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could talk somebody off a ledge. I really could. But for me, and no, people don't start calling me and asking me to do that. But I. So, you know, I'm alone a lot, so that's really tough. That's why I stay super busy. I'm up really late. I'm forever doing something.
Mm-hmm.
I have to keep – a busy mind is a healthy mind, and I believe that.
Yes.
And so, you know, I love people. I love to
mm-hmm.
Bring them out and let them see what they can do and just
mm-hmm.
smile on the side and say, yep. There she
mm-hmm.
is, or there he is. Yeah, that's really
shows.
Good. It's not
yeah.
even being a PR person. It's just somebody different that,
no.
you know, like Jackie does that for me. I mean, I'll ask her to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's done within like 5 minutes.
Wow.
But she used to work for a general. She might be listening, Jackie, if you're listening. She's
oh.
wonderful to me.
Well,
she,
work for
she,
a general,
you know, say, well,
I imagine she's pretty good at what she does.
Oh, she is good at what she does. I mean, I'll give her something. I need
mm-hmm.
to write about this. Or, okay, just you
yeah.
know, just send me what you want to say, and I'll make sure that it all blends together. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes I'll write something, and she'll write it, and I'll write her back, and I'll say, I think I'm going to go with what I have. And I would
mm-hmm.
post it or whatever. And she'd write me back, and she said, you know, she said, you write from within. You write
yeah.
from that beautiful soul that you have. She said, you see, I'm a little more hard-nosed about things. I'm a little bit more, I'm
mm-hmm.
not like you. But
mm-hmm.
she said, what you write is beautiful. You know, I wrote this tribute to Stars Aeneas. You knew him, right? He passed away. And
yes, I did know him, and I'm so sorry to hear that. I
yeah,
really liked him a lot.
He was with me a long time, you know. But I wrote
yeah.
something about him, and she looked at it, and she said, oh, it was beautiful. She said, I'm sorry that I
wow.
even attempted to tell you to use this, because she said, you probably made people cry, because what you write, and that's how I do it.
Mm-hmm.
It comes all from within.
Yeah.
Everything I do is from within. There's not a mean bone
mm-hmm.
in my body, unless you try to hurt my goddaughter or my granddaughter.
Yeah.
Or my son
mm-hmm.
and my daughter-in-law, but, you know, especially the two younger ones. I mean, like, my goddaughter is now like my daughter, because her mother passed away and then her father passed away, and she doesn't have
oh.
anybody else. And but besides
mm-hmm.
that, I really don't have a temper. I mean, to throw things and all that. No, that's not me at all. I'm a very gentle soul,
yeah.
very gentle. So when you hear
you
me
are.
Hear me on the radio, that's really how I am. You know, I'm not anything different.
Well,
I
think people sense when somebody really cares about people. I mean, you know, you can sense when someone's just selling you something, or they're just being
yeah, you
know,
can.
you know.
Right, exactly. I think if people could do things for me and they had no idea they were going to do them. I have that way. My first webmaster and my server man, we all got to know each other, and his name was Rob, and my webmaster was Rob, so I had two Robs, right? And the webmaster said, it was a guy that did the server company, he said to me, Natalie, he said, I have to ask you something. And I said, well, this was many years ago. This was probably in 1999. He said, why is it I do so many things for you and I'm really not supposed to because you don't pay for this? And I said, well, Rob, I said, would you like me to put my finger in my cheek and say, well, I don't really know. I said, I don't know. He said, you ask, and we do. Listen to us. And the other Rob, we did a conference call, he was laughing. He said, just give it up. She asked you to do something, just do it.
Just do it.
You know?
I know.
And the same thing with my landscape guy, the guy that cuts my lawn, you know. He has a guy that comes over, and I pay him just a flat amount of money that I've been paying him the same amount of money for, I don't know how long, every 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And the guy comes over, and he says, I said, well, what did Brad tell you? He said, just do whatever she wants. And I said, well, why? He just do what she wants, you know, and he's going to come power wash my house tomorrow. And he called, and he said, I know, I said to him, well, what are you going to charge me? And he said, what did I tell you last time? And I told him, yeah, that's good. And I said, you want me to go lower?
That's adorable.
But, I mean, he doesn't care. My son said to me, that man doesn't make a dime on you. He doesn't, you know. I mean, what can I tell you?
It's not
I had three guys come over today to look at the sinking lawn that I have. Three of them from the county.
Wow.
We were laughing. I said, just don't find a dead body down there. My lawn is sinking, but that's another story.
Yeah,
anyways. But I think if it's not money.
People, what they get from you is love and acceptance.
Well, yeah,
and,
you know.
Non-judgment, you know.
Right,
trust,
right.
And people trust you,
quick to tell you, if I see somebody, they're just out for the money. This is about the money. You got to remember that. There are people out there that's all they care about. They're going to learn later.
Yes.
But that's all they care about right now, and you can't change it.
That's right.
I like to surround myself with loving people and people that care and people that want to do for other people. I mean, I'd give the store away if I could. If I had a store, I'd probably give it away. That's what my son tells me.
Oh, my gosh.
Mom, he said, you must have so many halos around your head. I said, oh, no, don't go there. I don't have halos. But he's the same way, Susan. He's just like
me. When a client leaves my house, they've got a load of oils and crystals and all the stuff that I just give them, you know. And I go, here, you need this. Oh, and you need this too. You need this sachet, or you need, you know, here's a formula that I made up for you. And, you know, they go, gosh, thanks. Thanks for all the cool stuff.
Yeah, but see, you have that voice too. It's a really warm kind of voice. You don't act like you know everything, that you're better than them. Mm-hmm. You don't do that at all. And that's special. You wouldn't have been my first guest if I wouldn't have wanted you to be the first one, because I just knew that it would be good for me starting this, and it would be good for you, and you would bring so much to the show. And and I'm going to have to talk to you now. Are you going to come back to Stars? Everybody's listening and saying, oh, is she going to come back to Stars? Well, Susan was with me back in when I had Planet Star. So you were with me for a long time. And, you know, sometimes we go off and do our own thing, and, you know, and then we come back. If you maintain that friendship, sometimes the timing is a little bit off, and I know that very well. I have people that will come back after 3 or 4 years. Can I please come back? I just want to work for you. I have 2,000 applications.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to work for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Which, it makes me feel good. But, you know, they have to, because it's a family. I mean, I have all their backs. They don't ever have to worry about anything. And I'm grateful that I'm in this line of business, that I can have so many beautiful people. And they all seem to really care about me. I can tell in the emails. I feel it in the emails. And that's really wonderful.
Yeah.
So I want you to think about coming back to Stars. Your profile is still there. It's just on hold, you know.
And
I do want to tell you, talked about you like to see people. We do have a reading room that has the ability for video and audio now. And we're using we're not using the video and the audio. Yeah, it's off of Planet Stars, and I don't usually advertise it too much because Jackie's just getting it back to going, you know, going to something again. Now that doesn't even make sense what I just said, but you know what, you got the drift. But she's just starting it up, and but yeah, we will be able to do that. I was going to use it for classes. You know, have people that, and Maya sent me her list. I hate to bring her up again, but she sent me her outline. She was so excited to do that, and she was about ready to leave this other place that she was at because she knew something was happening to it, and she said, my next payday, that's it with them, and of course, she didn't even make to that payday, so.
You know, getting back to the phone calls, I don't know why I feel the need to say this, but I remember you and I spoke soon. It was not too long after she passed. And you told me, you said, I know that she's going to get in touch with me through sound. And you did tell me that it would be either through the phone or through some knocks. And I remember this because I was in Asheville, North Carolina, and I was writing on the book. And it just, all of a sudden, I just felt everything in the room just sort of shimmered. I don't know how to describe it, but I thought, yes. You know, it was such a strong yes that she is going to, that is how she's going to contact you. And then when you mentioned that earlier in the show, I thought, oh my gosh, I wonder if you remember that conversation we had. And,
yes,
and when
I
you
do.
Said that, I thought, wow, you know, Natalie's really right
because
on.
She
really
knew
psychic.
That was the,
I mean,
I have abilities, but not like yourself and not like her. I mean, she was a medium, but she knew this is how I'm going to reach her because it's the only thing, that, because she will hear. She'll hear. And I did.
Yeah.
I heard twice now. And Mother's Day, how appropriate for that. And, the rings were really loud. I mean, I used to get one, and I got quite a few of them that week, but it was these three big, loud ones, like, Natalie, it's me. I'm on the phone.
Oh,
it's me. So, you know, and I don't know, I don't understand a lot about, I guess there's different levels after you pass that you move up. And and Ricky, I know you know who she is, she told me that she moved fast up to five. But she said seven is right next to God. She said she won't be there. And she said, but five is pretty high for anybody, really. And I sometimes she'll hear Maya for me. You know, little things she'll get, and my girlfriend that passed, that I'm her daughter's godmother, and she'll get little things like that. Makes me feel really good. I mean, I do. I mean, I talk to Maya every day. I talk to God every day. People have heard this before, but that's the truth. Sometimes I don't yell at him, but I kind of say, "No, what did you call that? What was that? That to me, that was the biggest blunder you did." You know? Can you imagine?
Yeah, I was.
Everybody laughed at me. You really said that to God? You betcha. Oh, yes. I said, then I'll say, well, I didn't mean it to sound so strong, but you know I meant it.
I think he can handle it.
And I said, if you have any hair, you probably don't have any now because you hear me every day. You look down every day. Oh, here she is again. Is she going to say something good that I've done, or is she just going to yell at me?
I said, one day, just wait, you and I are going to go toe to toe here.
Because I have some real problems of some things that you've done. I don't know why I do that. I don't. It makes me laugh. And you know, and Jesus appeared to me, you know that. He's come to me several times. So, but you know, I think you have to learn how to laugh too, everybody. You really have to learn how to laugh.
I agree.
And surround yourself with people that love you. Don't surround yourself with people that envy you or are jealous of you. That's not healthy for you at all. True? So, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Agree.
I mean, this has been wonderful. We almost did a whole hour, you and I, but I knew that we would.
I
know. I know I've got people listening because they're trying to grab me on Facebook Messenger right now. They're sending me messages and makes me feel really good.
I wanted to tag on to what you just said about who you hang out with. That's another thing that I like to talk to with clients. I want to know who they're hanging out with, because if they're hanging out with a crowd of partiers or guys who go to clubs and all that kind of stuff, and girls who do the same thing, that's who they're surrounding themselves with. That's the type of energy they're attracting, and it's sticking to them. So watch out who you hang out with. I completely agree with you, and I'm very strict about that with my clients.
And don't you agree that
with
sometimes
money,
sometimes mm-hmm. people will be removed in your life for a reason.
Yes.
And you might wonder,
what
happened? A friendship, even if it's two female friends that do things together. And I always like to think that was God's doing for some reason, and I don't really know why.
Yeah.
And it's happened to
me.
It bothered me in the beginning, but now it doesn't bother me anymore because there was a reason for it. So, I mean, you have to watch that also.
I completely agree.
You know, there's a lot of that. If you just watch what you do and go to the easing, go to mysticlivingtoday.com and read all the beautiful mm-hmm. works that are there. Tony, I had him freshen it up. We've got a little bit more color on it and lots more stuff. People from all over the world write for it. You write for it. And I always feature you when you write mm-hmm. for it. So you have to look for Susan Barnes.
I know. Thank you.
I spoil you rotten. I know.
I know.
I have to.
I must have been your child in a past life.
I'm what?
And I think what I enjoy, I like listening to the shows and the archives.
Do you?
I've listened to a lot of
your
shows.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, Maya would choose all the subjects, right? She'd set the topics.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd say, you want to do it? No, you do it. And then I would talk on the phone. She called all the time. And I said to her, you know what, I really don't know a lot on this. Oh, she said, don't be silly. You'll start talking and I won't be able to shut you up. That's what she would tell me.
Oh, that's funny.
And, I mean, we would talk about things about the archangels. Well, I know some, but she knew a lot. And she said, well, what do you think about that, Natalie? And I'm thinking, oh, God, I got to answer this, right? She said, you have an opinion about this. I know. And she'd get me talking about something that I really was not. I knew about it, but I wasn't that familiar with it. I didn't read up on it. I mean, if you want to ask me about lions and giraffes and all that, I can tell you about that because
mm-hmm.
I do want to go to Africa one day. That's one of my dreams.
I know.
Everybody knows that knows me, knows that. But anyways, you really can talk about something. You'd be surprised if you and the people that are going to be coming on, some of them I've known for a really long time. Some of them will be brand new. They'll be coming out from Los Angeles, authors now. And from this producer gal, she's just wonderful. I mean, she spoils me rotten, and I don't know why, but we talked on the phone one time, and that's all we had to do. But it was wonderful, and we're still writing each other back and forth. But there'll be a lot more interviews coming on, and perhaps I will have Susan back, of course.
And
I'll let everybody know on one of the shows when she's back. Well, on the site, I'll make the announcement up in the corner. You can see who's going to be next. It'll be on the banner on both mysticlivingtoday.com and starswithaz.psychics.com at the right. I post something there. And you can always write to me, starscast@starspsychics.com. That's easy to remember. Or you can just do contact us from the website. Either website, I'm there. And go to Susan's website, susanbarnesauthor.com.
Mm-hmm.
I have had a lot of fun.
I could do
more shows with you. I really could. I could have you bring you in as a co-host. You would be, you know, have a guest, and you would be. Would you be willing to do that?
Oh, I would love to do that. That'd be a lot.
I mean,
of fun.
I'm not saying I'm only going to do these. I'm not saying every 2 weeks, but you know, if I see something that I think you might be interested in, you and I gel well together, and I think it would be good for the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would really like that. It just came to me. So, see, I got a message.
That'd be great.
Maybe, maybe it's a message from Maya. Get Susan to do this. Get Susan to do this.
Aww.
Well, according to your
I've been
schedule,
listening
of course,
to.
You know.
I've been listening to her all week, and I feel
really?
Like she's right. Yeah, I feel like she's in the room sometimes, you know, when I hear her beautiful
yeah.
voice.
That, we have a lot of people that listen after, not so much that but during the show,
mm-hmm.
But you can, the archives are all on Stars, and I don't know if Tony's got them on my Mystic Living Today. If he doesn't, he's going. No, I think he does. I think he does. Yes, yes,
mm-hmm.
yes, 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 yes. We'll make sure that. Yeah, he's got Listen to Stars Blog Talk Radio right there. You can listen there. And you can immediately go to my page, you know, blogtalkradio.com/starscast
mm-hmm.
or .com/starscast, and you can listen to all of them. But on Stars, we've got it listed on a page. You can
mm-hmm.
click on any. Is that how you've been listening to them, or have you been going to the radio
station? That's how I listen to them. And
yeah, you go to.
I
yeah.
listen to them.
You know, somebody
yeah.
said to me when I wasn't doing the radio, they wrote to me and they said, mm-hmm. "You need to do the radio." And I've been listening to all of the shows, and they're wonderful. I didn't know people were listening.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really know. Like people
oh,
could be
yeah.
listening right now, and I don't even know. The only way I would
yeah.
know is if they called in, and if I go and see the listeners, how many I had, but it doesn't list, like, well, you had, you know, Kathy and
mm-hmm.
Barb, and no, it doesn't tell you that. It just tells you how many listeners.
Oh, I didn't
you
know
had.
That.
Yeah, so,
huh.
But, what, yeah, I thought about not really doing the radio again, and then I got to thinking,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to have people not be able to listen to all the past shows that we did. Well, her and I did five years of them. And they just got better and better and better.
Yeah.
I'm going to write a little something about you in the blog tomorrow. That's what she used to do. She would write about
mm-hmm.
the whatever the show was about. But invariably, that post that she would write would be about me, Susan. You should go back and read
Aww.
Them. They'll make you cry. Every time she'd do it, I'd call her and I'd say,
mm-hmm.
why did you do that? She says, because this
oh.
is you. This is,
oh
I'm writing
gosh.
About you. I'm not making it up. This is you. And she said, everybody should really know because you're not going to do it. So I'm going to do it. But
no,
anybody listening out there, go to
yeah.
the past blogs. I would be talking, you know, anything before February of this year on Tuesday, because we had the show on Monday, there would be a post,
mm-hmm.
a nice blog that she wrote. And the last one was really amazing. And I don't even know if I could tell you without crying. I'll try. The last paragraph
oh.
that she writes, this was the last one she wrote. She said, if you ever
mm-hmm.
want to be of the light, the only one I know in the whole world is to follow Natalie.
Oh,
I just,
oh my gosh!
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That's how she. That's how she was about me. It was like,
yeah,
you know. And people have said that to me, and I, you know what? I'm glad I don't act like it. I'm glad that I have
yeah.
that
yeah.
I am the way I am. Mm-hmm. And she would say to me, "Well, you know what the reason is because you don't know. That's the beauty about you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so beautiful about you.
Yeah.
You don't go around and toot your horn. You." Talk, and
mm-hmm.
that was one of her last lines that she put in the last post she wrote.
Oh, gosh.
Of course, I did.
I'll have
yeah,
to go read
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
It
would be on February,
yeah.
It would have been on February 13th. So you'd have to go back into the all the,
okay.
not that many, but you would
yeah.
find it. It's there. It's there.
Well, she's right.
And,
she's absolutely right.
So,
okay,
well, now I've got you hooked to do some shows with me. Oh, yeah. Well,
okay.
No, we don't really.
Great.
Yeah, I guess we do have 90 seconds. So I want to thank everybody for listening, and hope you enjoyed my talk with Susan Barnes, author, intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
Go to her site again. That's SusanBarnesAuthor.com. Susan, I love you so much, and I'm so glad we did this.
Thank you.
And
I love you.
We're gonna do this again. We're going to do this again because we
yes.
have a nice rapport, right?
Right. Thank you for
so
having
everybody
me.
Have
I appreciate
a good
it.
Evening. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Not sure who I'm going to have, but I want to say what I always say. Believe in things that you cannot see because they really are there. Good night. Good night, Susan. I love you.
Good night. I love you. Bye-bye.